Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by the C2P as we bring you the next generation of NFL draft stars. And with that said, we have a standout and very versatile young man in the Virginia tight end, Rob Burns. Rob, we were just speaking quickly prior to going on live, so you got to relax a little bit this Sunday, spending time with your girlfriend and her family. But how hard or how much of a grind has this been? Was it more than you anticipated or maybe less?
It was definitely a little bit more than I anticipated just because the grind just gets elevated so much more. Where it's moving from one level to another is always tricky. So you really got to work to push yourself to that next level.
Yeah. And for you, I mean, you know, that next level, playing at Virginia, big time program like that, I'm sure the expectations were probably always on the back of your mind that you wanted to have a shot at the National Football League. But when does that kind of start become reality to you? I'm sure you're getting attention from coaches, maybe accolades off the field. But for you personally, when does that kind of seem like something that's on the horizon?
To be honest, I tried to like just stay in the moment and play the game and then worry about that after. And so kind of after the season, it kind of started coming around where I was like, hey, you know, this is a possibility that I want to go for. But during the season, it was like, hey, you know, we got a game on Saturday. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, that is the most important. It's probably hard to distinguish between the two. I'm glad you were able to kind of, you know, isolate one, focus on the other. Always had the size. I mean, if you were playing football, were you the kid that kind of had the, you know, I know different leagues are different in different states, but I mean, maybe you had to play with older kids. How did that work out for you as a young kid, if you had that size?
I was always a little bit tall, so I was always one of the taller guys on the team, but I really didn't start filling out until about high school, and that's when I got to be closer to my size, because I was a beanpole, to be honest, in a little league.
So, flirt with basketball at all?
A little bit. Played a little bit on the side, kind of high school intramural, that type of stuff. It's always been a secondary type of activity for me.
All right, and obviously, so football has always been the main passion then?
No, definitely.
Nice. Once again, Rob Burns here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft. You folks, if you miss any of that show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes. It'll be also featured at blogtalkradio.com. And then we'll be having his bio page at College to Pro. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. Quickly approaching, as I should say, April 28th, right around the corner. So coming out of high school, I see some defensive end stuff. I mean, and then you arrive, you play offensive line, tight end. I mean, you know, I guess what other schools were looking at you leaving high school and what other schools wanted you for different positions?
I was being primarily recruited as a D-end. I didn't really have too much interest on the offensive side until I got here and I moved over. But most of the other schools were like Boston College, Stanford, Penn State. Academics was kind of big for me, so I really put the good schools up at the top of my list.
Nice. So education is obviously a backbone of where you were going, which is good to know. So you start to kind of get into this thing. You're a defensive guy, get shifted to the other side. Easy transition for you?
Whew, that was like night and day. That was we had some
pretty hard though
at tight end.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're fine.
Oh, I was going to say, the position coach asked me, he's like, hey, what do you think about playing a little tight end? Just kind of one day after practice during camp. And I was like, I could do it if you need me. And he's like, yeah, come on over. So Monday morning, got a new jersey and found a new position room.
Nice. Now, do you get any teasing from your teammates? How does that kind of go with teammates when you make that jump?
they were excited about it. one of my roommate during camp. We would go head to head, and we had a good competition throughout all of camp. After I moved over.
Nice. So your teammate or your roommate and teammate became a guy you had to go head to head against. That had to be good for some coaxing. And especially, I think I'm sure there could have probably been some tense moments as well. But we don't get into that side of it. I'm sure there had to be some moments where it's just you're having a bad day, then you guys got to go butt head. But on the opposite, Rob, I guess there's not too many things that you can do out there in the real world where if you're really having a bad day and maybe the guy that you're having a bad day with is the one aggravating you, you just get out to go and pop him, like, or he gets to go pop you. So probably a good releaser of stress. So let's talk. I mean, obviously you're on that NFL radar. You have the skill set. You have all these intangibles that you bring to the table. I mean, if you're in the film room with right now, you're watching some tape with some scouts. I mean, in your words, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the tight end position?
I think they're going to like that hard-nosed, really being willing to do all the hard work, the heavy lifting, kind of get down and dirty and do all that blocking for the team.
Nice. And obviously, I mean, how much time did you spend on the line? I know you had some line work in Virginia. How well-versed are you there?
I spent a good portion of this year, but I was playing catch up because I ended up playing the second half of the season at O-line.
Okay.
So I picked up a lot of things, but there's still a lot of room for improvement on that portion of my game.
Definitely. And then I love the, you know, and you commented on it earlier that, the NFL, end of the journey thing wasn't the focus of what you were doing. And on Saturdays at Virginia, you wanted to maximize what you did at school. And obviously the unselfishness, I think, that you showed up. You're just not worrying about draft grades or draft stock or value. You're just worrying about what was best for the Cavaliers. I commend you for that. Does anything go unnoticed, especially at the tight end possession? Oh, no problem. I do. I admire that. It might not be an easy thing for some guys to do. Especially tight end, if you're a blocker, that means that you can't catch. If you catch 90 passes, they label you the guy that can't block. Do you get any of that criticism? If not, I mean, is there anything else that you need to prove, but just things that scouts may not see on film, but you know you're capable of that they need to know about?
I think my hands might be a little underrated, where I felt like I was definitely more of the blocker. I would be put in for third and short, and that's was like one of my specialties. But my hands, I really didn't get a display on. I only caught a handful of passes, and then my fifth year played O line for most of the games.
Right.
Never got an opportunity to catch there.
Yeah, like I said, that's why I like to ask, especially tight end, because you know, people are so gaudy about stats and they want to see numbers, but you know, if that's not what the offense requires of you, I mean, you're required to do what's specific to your duties. And as long as you're maximizing those skills, I mean, that's all that matters at the end of the day. If not, you're going to be riding the pine and watching somebody else do what you were asked of. Once again, Rob Burns, the standout from Virginia, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as he kind of brings us closer to what he does well. And obviously, you know, just talking to you, we know that you're a versatile young man. We know you're an unselfish guy. And obviously, we know that you're able to step up when needed. And that's a big plus for any team moving forward in this draft process. Do you get compared to anybody, or is there anybody at the next level that you kind of admire watching or like to pattern yourself after?
Do like watching Heath Miller, because, I mean, he got the UVA connection too. But I felt like he was a great receiver, but he also was willing to do the dirty work, throw the blocks, you know, get in there and really stick his nose in it. I enjoyed watching him. He was
He's his class act. Like I said, I cover the Steelers as well, and it'll be weird not hearing the fans do Heath after a catch, and it's just gonna. He's Heath Miller. He's a staple of consistency. He's a standout. He's a class act. He's just everything you want in a player. And I know he'll be missed and amongst that 53 in the locker room. I see different heights. I see different sizes. I see you 6'5". I see you 6'7". I see you 267. I see you 260. What is your height and weight right now?
Let's see. At Pro Day, it was like 6'6 and 7'8, so okay. 6'7. And
yeah, definitely
weight,
6'7.
That, yeah. Weight will move around a little bit more, but it's lately it's been sitting right around 268. I think Pro Day I was at 269.
Wow. Wow, you carry that so well. Is that what you played the season at, or did you add a little bit more?
Well, when I got moved over, well, starting in camp, I was probably closer to 260, 265, and
okay.
then moved over to tackle and really tried to pack on some weight. So I was getting closer to 280 towards the end.
Oh, okay. Well, was it easy for you to pack on weight, or was it a little difficult?
Yeah, I mean, it's been something I've had to work with for a while. And I'd always been tall but skinny.
Yeah.
And
I knew
I knew what I needed to do to pack on the weight, and then now I'm trying to get back to the mid 260s.
Nice, you have that prototypical size. I'm sure your agent John Hernandez is hearing lots of positive things. Speaking of John, how'd you know he was the best fit for you? I'm sure a lot of phone calls from different agencies, sought your services, but what did he bring to the table where he knew he was going to be the best fit?
I actually got the opportunity to go up to New York and speak with him before I signed on, and it was kind of that gut feeling. I got to talk to him. I felt good, went back, talked to my family, and I was like, you know what? This is the right move. He's our guy, and it was good.
Nice. And I would be remiss. I mean, obviously Coach Beamer, coaching legend, one of the greatest we've seen at the collegiate level. What was it like being part of what he created and watching him leave as well?
he was a great coach.
But just being that close and being in conference, people probably think like, no, this guy's not a Hokie.
I respect him as a coach. I thought he was fantastic. He did a great job there for years on end. I was a little sad because he knocked us out in our last shot to beat Tech. So we were here hearing the fans chant Beamer as we were walking off the game in our final one, or off the field in our final game, and it was like, a lot of respect to him. Now he was a great coach.
Yeah, definitely, and obviously, though, that's the biggest game, or at least in terms of rivalry for Virginia.
Oh, definitely, it's the UVA Tech game. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume. I just didn't want to take anything for granted. That's why I thought it'd be curious, and not that it worked out for you. The end of the question. Where you had to hear, Beamer being chanted as you left the field. But like I said, I just wanted to get the perspective from a guy who was, a prominent guy at Virginia playing against a guy like Beamer for his time. And, hopefully for the rest of the time, you guys kind of flip the switch and, they chant some other things for you guys when you leave the field. Rob, before we let you, I cannot believe we're almost out of time, but we almost are. We always reserve the show for a couple off-the-wall questions towards the end. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'll take one or two.
All right. Now, besides earning a paycheck in the NFL, if you had to make some money on the side, are we more likely to see you as the lead singer of a boy band or more likely to see you as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
Well, you don't want to hear my singing voice. I think I'd have to go with a fashion model.
There you go. Probably the last thing you thought you'd do today is say you'd go to a fashion model.
Yeah, I was going to say, auto-tune does not – it does wonders, but it can't work miracles.
I'm same here. The more I watch The Voice and in American Idol and them shows, the more I realize I'm such an awful singer. It kind of deflates and depresses me. The final question, and I know you said that you spent time with your girlfriend today at her family's house, but we're just saying this is a dinner date, or not really a dinner date, but just a brief encounter, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you taking to dinner?
Oh. Might have to be Angelina Jolie.
There you,
you know,
go.
She's
very nice.
Been in a lot of movies. She seems like she'd be a pretty interesting person to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think she'd be an interesting conversation without doubt. And she, you know, obviously she travels the world. She does all the adoption of the children. And then obviously, even probably get a few good stories about Brad Pitt, which would probably never be a dull day with that one. But very good answer. Sometimes guys, I applaud you for answering. Sometimes guys get wimpy on me. They won't answer if they're engaged or they have a girlfriend. They say they're going to get in trouble. So I appreciate you going to that next step. But I knew you would anyways because you're a sacrificer. You're, like I said, you're worried about you're going to play any position needed, and I admire that. Once again, Rob Burns here on the C2P. Rob, we appreciate you sharing your day with us, and obviously stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Once again, that is Rob Burns, a standout from Virginia. I mean, besides everything, I loved how he talked about Coach Beamer and the Beamer chant. I mean, you know, I didn't want to bring up bad memories for the guy, but obviously, like I said, Coach Beamer in that rivalry, I thought it would be an interesting perspective from the other side. I mean, we had Corey Marshall from Virginia Tech on yesterday, and we asked about Coach Beamer, and obviously, and in playing for the guy, we know he was going to admire him and say he loved playing for him, but I thought it'd be interesting to get the flip side of that. But again, you got to admire what Burns has done. I mean, long and athletic, and he does. I mean, he is a physically gifted guy, and I think it just speaks volumes. One is athleticism. And if you look at his numbers, you watch him play, he's a very athletic kid. And then just having the body mass and the athletic ability to kind of play offensive line in a pinch for the Cavaliers like he did, I think just shows tremendous versatility. And then he has to drop back down to get to that tight end weight. Like I said, hands off to him. Like I said, you know, he's going to be a guy that sneaks onto that 53-man roster because of that. And off the characteristic-wise, I mean, you heard the show, and if not, iTunes Blog Talk, but, I mean, you listen to the show. I mean, the kid comes across fantastic. I mean, he's definitely a win when it comes to one-on-one interviews as well. So, Rob Burns, you want more of him? C2P, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes. As always, we appreciate you stopping by.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.